Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing Podcast.
Hi there, ladies and gents, and welcome to this episode of the Sophisticated Property Investment Podcast with me, your host, Frank Flegg. Now, this episode is brought to you by TikTok. Every bit of content in this episode has come from questions asked by our audience on TikTok. Now, you might have thought that TikTok were now sponsoring the Sophisticated Property Investment Podcast. For legal reasons, will confirm that that's not the case. However, if you would like to go and check out our little bite-sized chunks of sophisticated content over on TikTok, then you can go find the channel. It is at frank.flegg. Couldn't be simpler. At frank.flegg, and you will find lots of little bite-sized chunks of me generally presenting or sharing little concepts about sophisticated property investment, your perfect accompaniment to our long form podcast. So without further ado, let's move on to our TikTok questions. So today's episode is based on just two questions, but they're very similar. And they come from a session I actually ran at the Belfry last year in a property masterclass that I ran for some new clients, actually, new and existing clients. So our first question comes from Sophie, who says, I really don't like that they, meaning mortgage companies, make judgments on people's financial situation based on their preferences. Maybe someone decided to reprioritize. Sophie, I could not agree more. You are absolutely right. But that doesn't change the reality. And here's the thing, guys. You might think that you're entitled to a mortgage. You might think that the rules are they will lend you 75% of a property's value, etc., etc. It's just not like that. That's not a thought process. That's not a perspective that's going to serve you. The way I look at it is we're playing a game and the mortgage companies have their rules. If you conform to the rules of the game, you get given a mortgage. That's your prize. And if you don't conform to the rules of the game, even if you're playing the game really well, you don't get your prize. You don't get the mortgage at the end of it. And if you start thinking about it like that, they make all the rules. They don't have to lend. They are a business and they want to make profit. And so if they decide that they don't want to lend to people who spend £100 a month on bet.com, then other gaming sites are available, by the way, then that's for them to decide. That's their prerogative to say, we're not going to lend to people who spend £100 on a gaming site. Similarly, if they don't like anything about your finances, they don't have to lend. Sophie, you're absolutely right. If you decide that you're going to go and live off-grid and you're not going to have water bills to pay and you're not going to have electricity bills because you've got solar panels and you're not going to have gas bills to pay because you're going to cut down your own wood and you're not going to have a TV, so you're not going to have a TV license or Netflix or Prime, and you're not going to have a car, and you're going to grow all your own veg, and you're not going to have any forms of credit because you're just going to deal in cash. To be fair, you could perhaps not even have a bank account. They're not going to lend to you. It's as simple as that. And you could say, yeah, but I've got £500,000 under my mattress at home or in my safe or in my safety deposit box. Or you could show your bank account if you had one and it would show that it goes up by £1,000 every month. But they're still not going to lend to you because you don't conform to their rules and therefore you don't get a mortgage. And you have to remember, they are trying to make good loans. So they're not being, it's really easy to see them as the adversary. They're not our adversary. They're our potential business partners. If we can't get mortgages, our ability to grow a portfolio is massively curtailed. So they are scared of lending money to us and us not paying them back. That's the long and short of it. So if that's the case, then we need to reassure them that we're going to pay them back. We're going to pay our interest every month. We're going to pay our capital back. And we can do that in two ways. One is we can make the security of the loan really good. So we can make sure that the property we're buying is in a good area. It's in good condition. We only apply for the mortgage at the value that the property is worth so we don't try and push the value of the property. We can make sure that the rental cover is nice and healthy for the loan. So we can do all of that. And you might think, oh, how can I make a property look better before I own it? Well, we're sophisticated investors, right? We can do works to properties we don't own. We can do the property up before we buy it. We can use a key undertaking, etc. So that's the first part of it. And then the second part, which is probably equally important, is we need to demonstrate that we're going to pay the mortgage, that we're worthy of it. And Sophie, yes, they're judgmental, but we know they're judgmental. And so let's present ourselves in the best possible way. So for example, that person living off grid, you probably want to show that you're normal. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with living off grid, but I doubt they get many applicants who don't have any of those bills that I just explained. So if you wanted to get a buy-to-let mortgage, then, or even a mortgage on your own home, then what you're going to need to do is show them the money coming in every month. So they want to see a consistent amount coming in every month from your employer, or if it's a business, a consistent amount coming in from your business every month. And then they want to see a consistent amount going out every month. So for example, you might decide to start buying some food, and you might decide that that's going to be £100 or £200 a month, and you'd make sure that that went out of your bank account. You would also, if you're mortgage free, that's fine, but they're going to want to see that you're good with credit. So you might take some credit. Perhaps you just live on your credit card all month long and then you pay it off at the end of the month. That would show them that you have a credit card, because your credit score is going to be really low. I would definitely subscribe to Experian or similar. And I say this to all investors, and just check it every week. Check that it's at a really high level every week, so you know what's going on with your credit score. I would also pay some bills. So you're going to have council tax that you're going to need to pay. That can be paid through your bank account. That will be helpful. And yes, you get the option of paying annually, but it would be better if you paid it monthly to show that you can make regular payments. Now, this sounds a bit crazy, but you might want to just get yourself a TV license so that you can show that you're paying TV, because that's going to make you look like a regular borrower. Now, most of us, I've used a really extreme example, but most of us have got TVs, and so that's going to be on there already. Sophie, I think, was responding to my comment about they're now using AI to look at if you're cutting back on your spending. So there's this thing now where you can give open access to your bank account. So a bank account, you can give them access and they will look back through your bank account and they'll be looking to see if anything has changed. So were you subscribed to, for example, Netflix, and have you now stopped? Have you taken on a new credit card? Have you taken on a personal loan? Do you do any gambling? I said that before. They will look to see gambling. They don't want to see any gambling at all. So it's, Sophie, I agree with you. It seems really judgmental, but that's exactly what they are. They are judging, are you safe? Are you a safe bet? Because it's always a bet to lend money to. Great question. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Sophisticated Property Investing Podcast with Frank Flegg. If you enjoy this content, why not follow Frank's TikTok, where you'll get loads of bite-sized investing tips. Just search TikTok for Frank Flegg. That's Frank, FLEGG.
So our second question from TikTok is from Anya. And I love that you guys have got your real names rather than user and then 12 random digits. So Anya has said, do they look at your personal bank account or do they look at your joint bank account? Because she has her rent coming out of her joint bank account, but then she has a personal bank account. And that's such a good question, Anya, because the answer is, and this is closely related to Sophie's question, and you might think, oh, this is a small topic to dedicate an entire episode to. But the thing is, the topic might be small, you know, what do banks look for when lending a mortgage? But the truth of the matter is, it's huge, because it's 75% leverage on every deal you ever do, potentially. Well, that is a huge amount of leverage that will enable you to massively grow your portfolio. So the answer to your question, Anya, is actually, it depends. And you might say, well, what do you mean, Frank, it depends? Well, it really does depend on what you show the mortgage lender. because they don't say, show me all of your bank accounts. They say, show us 3 months of bank statements. And so you can show them 3 months of any bank statement you like. And this was the section on TikTok, at frank.flegg on TikTok, if you want to go see it, where I'm presenting to the room and I'm explaining that it's good to have a vanilla bank account that they're going to love. And everything I've said already in this episode, having your bills go out of there, having your regular income go out of there, etc. Now, if you show them a savings account where all you do is put 500 quid a month in and there's a really healthy balance on there, that's not going to help, because they're going to know that that's not your main bank account that you live out of. So you need to show them a bank account that you live out of, that has your normal utilities, etc. And yes, Anya, they will want to see your mortgage or your rent. So if you pay your rent out of a joint account, then they're going to want to see that joint account. But if your income comes into a personal account and you transfer it to your joint account, they're going to ask to see that personal account as well. And of course, every account you show them increases the chances that they find something they don't like. So be really aware of that. And some people sometimes say, oh, this is really like, this is trying to cheat the system. I couldn't disagree more. Like the fact that Ronaldo does loads of training and practices free kick after free kick after free kick, does that mean he's cheating at football? No, he's just understanding the rules and playing the game as well as he possibly can. That's what we're doing. We understand the rules and we're just explaining to the lender through our bank statements that we're a really good bet that we're going to repay our mortgage. And so you have to show them a bank account that you live through. But I say vanilla because if you secure an option on a property for a pound and then you sell it for £30,000, I would never in a million years put that option payment through my main bank account, because I know that when I show that bank account to a mortgage lender, they're going to ask about, oh, what's this £30,000 that came in? And then I'm going to have to explain, well, I bought an option on a property. Oh, which property? And who did you sell it to? And all of a sudden, this is non-vanilla now. They don't understand that a piece of paper can go from a pound in value to £30,000 in value. If I take a loan from an investor, if I make a loan to an investor, I wouldn't do that through my main bank account, my vanilla bank account, because it's not vanilla. And the problem is, even if some underwriter in some random office somewhere in the country can get their head around this, their algorithms probably can't. And even if their algorithms can, I, as a rule of thumb, say that for every question that gets asked, we can expect a 1 week delay. So you don't want to put stuff in your bank account that's going to cause questions, because it just delays your ability to buy properties quickly. So you have to have that really, and of course refinance properties swiftly. Yeah, you have to have those bits in another bank account, in my opinion. They don't like gambling. So you and I know there's nothing wrong with betting on the Grand National. There's nothing wrong with betting on your favorite football team every Saturday. But we know that the rules of the game are, if you have gambling in your bank account, they don't like it. So don't put gambling in your vanilla bank account. Put that in a different bank account that you're not going to show them. And this might sound really shady, but if they ask to see that bank account, you'll show it to them. But they don't say, show us all your bank accounts. They say, show us that one. So you'll show them, show us a bank account. So you'll show them the one that has all your living expenses going through it. I think in a nutshell, that's it, Anya. So if you were paying your rent through your joint bank account, you need to decide, are you going to get a mortgage, whether it's a buy-to-let purchase mortgage, a buy-to-let refinance mortgage, or a mortgage on your own home? Are you going to get that in your name or in joint names? Because if it's in your name, then you need to make the personal account the vanilla one. And what I would probably suggest is paying your rent from your personal account, having all your bills go out of that personal account so they can see water, council tax, electricity, gas, etc., TV license, and then have your person that you share the house with pay their share of the bills and rent into your personal bank account. And I think that's explainable. Look, yeah, I pay the rent and this is a lodger that lives with me. That's okay. Or this is my boyfriend. And that would enable you to apply for mortgages in your own name. You should, by the way, just as an aside, always apply for mortgages in single names, because otherwise you use up your mortgage allowance. There's no advantage to having a mortgage in joint names. You want a mortgage in single names, because then you can get a mortgage and then your business partner can get a mortgage, and it only uses one allocation for each of you. Whereas if you get a joint mortgage, you get one mortgage, but it uses two allocations, and it's two mortgages on the credit file, it's two letters of lending that people can see, etc. If you want to go down the joint route, and I wouldn't, Anya, then you just have to make sure that your food is purchased through the joint account, that your bills are paid for through your joint account, that it's a complete picture. But recognize that they now might see something your housemate does and not like it, and now they won't lend. So just be cautious of that. I'd even be cautious of how much cash you take out, guys. If you're taking out a few hundred pounds a week from your account, then they might wonder what you're doing with it. So really important and often overlooked. I hope this episode has been helpful. I hope it has helped you to get yourself in a position where you can easily apply for and be granted mortgages. If you have questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. You can reach me personally. It might take a little while because it comes through my team, but you can reach me personally by emailing. My email address is f.flegg@ethicalpropertypartners.com, or you can check us out on TikTok @frank.flegg. Until next time, happy investing.
Sophisticated property investing. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing now.